Let's talk about some of your other preparations. Tell us what a VSPC is, and what are you prepared to do? What kind of services do you offer? And then tell us about the locations of the ballot boxes.
Sure. So VSPC stands for Voter and Service Polling Center. Prior to 2013, they were called precincts, and you would go vote at your precinct. Now it's like a full service voting center. You can go to any one of, you could live down in Gunnison and go to the one in Crested Butte, or you could live in Crested Butte and go to the one at the college. And what that is like a full service voting center where you can go in and register to vote, receive a ballot. You can change your address and receive a ballot, or just any, if you didn't receive a ballot, you can of course receive a ballot there after they process your registration. So it's just a place where you can go at any location to receive your ballot and vote, or take it home and vote it and bring it back. So we have three of them, which Diane had mentioned earlier. We have a new one that's up at the Western College Universe, Western Colorado University, and it's going to be our first time up there this year. We also have one up in Crested Butte at the Parish Hall, right next to the Catholic Church. And then, of course, we have the one down here in Gunnison. It normally is in our office, but because of the COVID this year, it's going to be a drive-through out in the tent, which is what we did in June, and it seemed to work very well then as well. So as Diane spoke earlier about our five boxes, we've really tried to get out there and get a lot of boxes put in. These drop boxes are nice because they're under 24-hour surveillance camera. And so we've got them secured. And the nice thing is that you can drop your ballot at any one of those. We have the one at in front of the Crested Butte Town Hall, CB South, by their mail room, the one at the college on the south lawn of this, what do they call it? The
Student Services Center.
Student Service Center. And then we have a drive-through and a walk-up to here in the Blackstock Government Center location. And so we really hope that people utilize those boxes and utilize those voter service and polling centers. And that's basically what they are.